McKinley, or Mac, or Mackie Ward, found out he won the competition Tuesday morning. The rankings are based on a person's top three fish caught during the Derby. Ward won, weighing three cohos, totaling 37 pounds. He won a $2,000 cash prize. Him and his dad, Lloyd Ward, run a construction business in town. He's always been connected to Wrangell, but moved to town 5 years ago. Even though Ward loves fishing kings, he was feeling lucky once he heard about this year's Silver Salmon Derby.
You know, ever since I moved here, I always knock them dead on cohos.
He says he's caught 30 cohos this summer and 10 kings. Ward says he's fished every day of the Derby. That's four weekends, totaling 9 days.
Cohos, they're either there or they aren't. And when they're there, they're biting nonstop.
But ask plenty of people. Were the cohos even there?
Well, I've traveled the seven seas and I literally went everywhere, you know, searching for where they're at.
So where were they, you know, since the Derby's over?
mostly by Mulver Island.
Mulver Island, near Steamer Point on the backside of Etlin Island. I asked Ward when he knew he was a contender in this race.
Probably last week when I caught the 14.5 pounder, and I knew I just had to catch one more decent sized fish, 11 to 12 pounders. And, you know, I knew it was going to be a close call. So I was kind of just sweating bullets this morning.
The runner up, Lindsay Powers, missed Ward's total by 1 pound. She won $1,500. Marilyn Mork got third place with a 35.1 pound catch. She won $1,000. Patrick McManus won the raffle for two Alaska Airlines round-trip tickets. The Wrangell Chamber of Commerce hosted the event. The chamber says 106 fish were weighed in and 256 derby tickets were sold. Organizers had hoped to sell 300 tickets minimum. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.